Okay, and for those who
are listening to this in the future, this is Northeastern Exposure with Klondike Cat and
Shotgun Molly.
Ba-dum-tsh. So anyway, we are going to play something we're thinking of using as part of our theme music, just to experience people with the beginning of Northern Exposure. I was going to call it Northeastern Exposure, but that is not the title. That is the title of our show, not their show. Ours. So, we will be with you in a moment. If you can't see any windows, it's raining still. It's a guesstimation of 50, 60 degrees outside. There's no ice. The squirrels are running wild.
It's truly in a...
It's a nice day, actually. It smells really good.
Yeah.
So if you're stuck inside going nuts, take a good whiff. Yes. Open up those nostrils, children. It smells divine.
Oh, God.
What? What? Are you judging me?
Oh, I'm so judging you.
Why? What are you judging me for?
Well, it's just like you get out of the house and automatically you just start sniffing. And
it smells good.
Well, yes, but I mean, that what? Accompanied with just the expression on your face, it's, it's hilarious, but at the same time, you're like...
Well, it does. Whatever. Anyway, I'm tired of you judging me. We're gonna, at least on air, judging me in private is fine, but on air is another thing, madam.
What am I not judging you?
I don't know when you're not judging me. I know when you are judging me now. Okay, so let's go with input B.
Uh huh.
Turn that up. Don't hit play yet because I'm not ready. Please. Stop hitting play. Turn it off. All right.
That's a song we can all relate to this time of year. Spring's about to spring. Persephone's coming back. And here in Sicily, the ice is groaning, about to break with that exquisite and deafening roar. It's a time for madness, a time for our fangs to come down and our eyes to glaze over so that the beast in us can sing with unmitigated joy. Oh, yes, ecstasy, I welcome thee.
Is that on? It is on. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Okay, so that was that the beginning of the second season? It was an episode from the second season. So to explain that, we just started launching the second season this last weekend.
This weekend.
Well, not this last weekend because it's Friday. Potato, potato. Anyway, the weekend before this one, for those of you who were confused about that.
Anyway, I mean, honestly, I just kind of like the music about going insane, Just because it was very kind of...
Well, it was very subtle. Like, when we were watching it, we were like, oh, okay, this is kind of... I don't really like this song. I was like, wait, you're talking about going insane? Mm-hmm. Backtrack. Oh, this song is great. It's hilarious. Except the go, 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 go. Insane, insane, insane. It's just kind of irritating. But I hate repetitive noises, so...
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I thought it was kind of funny with the background. You know, just see these background singers, you know, just going...
Go, 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 go.
Insane, 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 insane. Anyway, and then, of course, there's John Corbett who's narrating.
Just, it's too much.
General spring. It's not spring here. It's actually no, just it's heading... Eventually, sometime we're gonna get snow. I don't know, but it's eventually.
It's a. I think fall. It's a similar kind of winter. Feeling of like being excited about things to change, like the weather to change. Because fall is kind of like a wishy washy kind of like it's cold, but it's not cold. I mean, Jesus, it was 85 degrees this weekend. So
yeah, and then you get crappy weather like this, and you're like, I am going to go insane if it continues like this. So.
And the way fall happens in Fairbanks is that fall is like 2 weeks long, and then it just snows, and we're done. There's not this like pansing around, being like, "Ooh, fall, winter, summer, wait, rain, gotcha. Summer." Yeah, I feel like Mother Nature is just fucking with us now. I can say that on air. We were gonna have a swearing session. Remember, we were gonna like because I'm used to being on FCC regulated radio, and so. And yeah. I do swear a lot, but I couldn't swear on the radio, even though I did sometimes.
Whoops.
Yeah. Mid-song, mid-statement, mid-mic check, you know, it happens. But there isn't any regulation on this. It's great. I mean, it just makes me so happy.
Well, you know, I was thinking we might have, like, a swear word of the day or something like that, because that would be educational and not just, you know, like
it would be educational.
In middle school and just figured out you knew how to say the word fuck. I mean...
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
I feel like I would drop a curse word like every other, you know, word.
I did that for a while, but.
Yes, but you got through it very quickly.
I did. It wasn't really a phase so much as a moment.
Yes.
Of a couple months, but, you know, whatever.
I don't remember anyway. That. But.
Well, I remember being chastised for having really bad language, and now it's kind of just something that I use it when I'm irritated, but I think I've gotten over the novelty of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then you meet people who do drop swear words every, you know, other word, and not only does it remind me kind of middle school, but it's also like,
it's kind of hard to tell what they're talking about, too.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of emotion are you trying to portray when you're saying fucking shit every 2 seconds? I mean...
Well, especially because those four-letter words, which I think are amazing in some senses, they can express so much. You know, it's not just,
But I don't think it's not really, like, a variety of emotion, though, I mean.
I disagree.
No.
I disagree.
Do you?
Yes.
My foot itches. Oh, does it? Maybe a good story? Joke. Should we talk about that?
Inside joke.
I had an allergic reaction and had hives all over my legs and my arms, and I was really itchy. And this went on for a while, and it was a repeated thing. But short version of the story is that Shaqin and I, since we live in the same apartment, we only had one bed for a while, and so we're sharing a twin bed.
That was and, so fun.
Well, it was better than sleeping on the floor, which is what we had done for the previous month. So it was a slight improvement. But anyway, so one night, we're trying to go to sleep, and Molly's like... My foot itches. I think I have a mosquito bite. Anyway, I don't pick your face. sorry. Anyway, so you're like, oh, I have this mosquito bite on my foot. And it was kind of, you know, I want pity. And I'm over there covered in hives being like, it itches. Oh, does it? Really? How bad is it? I'm like, oh, it just itches. And then you're kind of like, oh, yeah, you're covered in hives. Maybe your itches are worse, which they were.
Yes.
But they're gone now.
It
so.
Just always seems so grammatically incorrect. Because you're like, don't itch it. And it's like, I'm not itching it. I'm scratching it. But
it just seems like so anal retentive, though.
Well, it seems so. But you seem, you know, grammatically incorrect. So
it's just
one
me?
Man's anal retentive is
one man's grammatically correct.
Incorrect.
That's funny.
So
it's true.
Yeah. So... At least getting back to the seasons. Fairbanks and a lot of Alaskan winters or falls kind of happen very, very short.
It's a moment. I guess they're having a longer fall this fall. But I mean, it's seriously, it's like maybe 2 or 3 weeks and then it snows and we're done. Now it's like, you guys aren't supposed to get snow till like, what did you say, November earlier?
Maybe November.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's what I hear.
I mean, what am I going to do? Like, just...
I don't know.
I fell asleep. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to... It's going to snow, and you guys are going to see me rolling around in the snow on Hampshire campus being like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. That's what's going to happen.
Wow.
But no one knows what I look like, so...
The snow is very wet, so you're going to...
I know, I'm not, really that excited about it. It's going to be gross.
Like a wet dog.
Yeah.
Or a disenchanted cat.
Ooh, I changed my mind. I don't really... Well, I do want to listen to a song, but I have something better. So...
So fall's definitely been an interesting experience, especially for those of us who...
Are used to shorter falls.
Aren't used to how long...
Well, you've
long.
Been here for a while, though.
Well, you know...
you did experience... But it never really snowed when you were in Fairbanks, though, for summer.
Yeah, no, but I think the thing is that with fall here, everybody goes on and on about, oh, it's so beautiful in New England in the fall. Yeah, right now I'm looking out and it looks like shit because of the weather.
It doesn't
but
look like shit.
Well, it
could be better. It's
true. It looks a little dreary.
it's a little shitty.
Yeah.
Moderate degree of shit.
See, in this case, a four-letter word means dreary. It's a little shitty. Yeah, it's a little dreary.
Yeah.
Potato, potato, you know. But you could also use shit to signify something else. Anyway... Point being is it's always very patchy here, you know? It's not like all the trees.
It's not like an explosion. It's like a slow flaring.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, when guys start growing facial hair. patchy, like, wait, it's going, not over there, though.
That's missing a whole, like, section. The lower jaw is not happening on the left side. The right side's got its shit together, but the left side, not so much.
Not so much.
It's a horrible thing to witness.
So when people are like, ooh, New England fall, you know, and they're very proud of it. It's and like I'm a prepubescent sure I'm insulting beard. Somebody, if anyone's listening. But,
But New Englanders, I mean, come on, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I do like the colors.
And we don't have this variety of color as much. The deep reds, we don't really have.
Well, because by that time, they're falling off. But,
Well, yeah. Well, except the blueberry bushes, those turn red.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not like trees. Yeah. Trees. You guys have a lot of leafy, deciduous is the technical term, trees. So,
But
they're losing their shit all over the place. Anyway,
another.
It's true.
Use for that word. Anyway, but I guess the only thing is that I kind of wish or miss from Fairbanks is going out and everything's gold, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're walking through like a golden hallway or something like that when you're driving down the road and you got those trees on either side. Yeah. And so the lack of biodiversity as far as trees just makes... You know, it's
easier.
It is all gold.
Yeah.
There's no green.
Yeah.
It's all gold. Or it's all red.
All or nothing.
Or orange, you know? It's great.
We don't do this prepubescent beard shit. We go full out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Anyway, see, you get that?
I thought it was funny. Mountain man
That's
beard.
What I was thinking
I could,
of.
I could think of the whole.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, you know, we go all out with the beards. We do, there's some scrubby men out there, but a lot of them, it's like full beard.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of, you know, trying it out. It's like you do it or...
Well, it's much warmer, apparently.
I've heard that, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just think about having short hair.
It kind of makes me wish that I had a beard so I could, like, know these things. I feel like if I was a boy, I'd have I would, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I was just one of those people that could never grow facial hair, but... I hope that I would be able to so I could have a mustache and be awesome. Mm-hmm. Not that everyone who has a mustache is awesome, but I feel like if I had one,
I
would be awesome. You would
automatically have an awesome mustache?
I don't know.
Isn't that a little hubristic, don't you think?
But
if I had a mustache, it would be good.
But it's not hubristic because I don't have one. And I probably won't have one.
Well, let's hope.
It's like, it's not really hubris, because I feel like something hubris would be something that is more of a likelihood than, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, I mean, I see that, but just like the statement, I would have a good mustache if I had a mustache. If I could grow facial hair, it would be good.
Yeah, well, whatever, I'm saying it. If I could grow facial hair, it would be awesome. I'm sticking to my guns, man. If I had a mustache, it would be awesome. If I was a guy. See, that's the part that's important. If I was a guy, I would have awesome facial hair. I am not a guy, so I admit that I do not have awesome facial hair.
But you're a little jealous.
I am a little jealous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like...
Fuckers. I want one.
You have no idea how many people I've been able to, like, just say, go, yep, you're jealous. Yes. Yes, I am jealous.
Can we tell that story?
No.
No?
No, okay. We're not telling. All
right, well.
Sorry, this sounds like such a fucking tease right now. Can we tell that story?
No, we can't tell that story. That's the week. That's, you know, maybe when they're older.
Wow.
So do you want to play a song and consider our next move?
Next options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Input A, turning on. We're going to turn that off.
Thank you.
every single time, and I'm by that part of the board.
You're by the button, too.
Anyway, is that loud? Who are you playing? Because it's your iPod.
The last song I played was by LaRue, and it's called Bulletproof. And
hence the refrain.
Hence the refrain, for those of you who speak English. I don't know. And the one before that was...
The Kills
with The Future Starts Slow from there. New album releases last spring, which is exciting.
Yeah, and just a friendly reminder for those of you guys who just tuned in, this is Northeastern Exposure, and I'm Shotgun Molly.
And I'm Klondike Cat.
Woo! Anyway, we were just talking about intonation. We were listening to these girls on the bus who...
This has happened multiple times. I'm sure everyone's heard these conversations, too.
Yes, but... I feel like this is a very generalized kind of experience.
Yeah.
Valley Girls, and I guess if we're in the Pioneer Valley, maybe you could call us Valley Girls. But anyways,
I wonder if that's
Valley.
Whatever. Valleys are pretty common, so.
Yeah. But anyway, the kind of, oh my God, I can't believe what they just said. Did you go to that party?
Oh my God, I did. It was ridiculous. And then, you know, did you see all those guys there? They were disgusting. They had long hair. They probably go to Hampshire because they don't even shower. I mean, did you hear about the laundry there, that it's free?
Yeah. It's probably because Hampshire students wouldn't do laundry ever if it wasn't for free.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Where are their standards? I mean, they're paying so much to go to school. Why don't they just shower? It's disgusting. It's
anyway,
those conversations.
Those kind of conversations, or just general like intonation of their voice. And this girl was talking about
a party she'd gone to.
They were at a party, of course, because it always
starts. It's always a party.
Anyways, and how
we sound like such moms. It's always a party.
Honestly, we sound like
always a party,
the really
though.
Cynical people who never get invited to party.
From the sounds of the party she was describing, I wouldn't have gone to this party. But
maybe.
And
not.
She was even saying she didn't want to go to a party again. That was part of her diatribe, was that she didn't want to go to a party again. As much as she obviously enjoyed telling the story, she wasn't going to go again.
She was traumatized.
She was traumatized, yeah.
Anyways, well, continuing with the trauma, this girl that she saw there was really drunk and then barfed on her, which I think is the best part.
I think the other part of her story was that she was like, she had to pay for everyone's bus fare. Like, everyone had to get on the bus, but everyone was so drunk, and she wasn't really drunk that... No one, like, when the bus driver was like, you all have to pay for money, or you have to pay to get on the bus. Nobody did anything, so she ended up giving the bus driver a 20 because no one was paying, and she was, like, the adult in the situation. Hey, honey, it happens to everyone. Get used to it.
We all have to be the
mom
adult in one of the situations, you know. But I guess...
There was some guy that was really drunk, and I guess he was like almost got hit by a car, and he thought it was funny, and she was like, "Oh my God, this is ridiculous."
But
this guy was so drunk.
She said it, and then honestly, what's really funny is that she was being the adult in the situation.
Yeah, no, she was acting kind of responsibly.
And then later, she was also a little outraged that these people, or maybe a little stunned that these people were that, you know, irresponsible or whatever.
Right.
And so you would think this would sound mature, you know. I was the adult. I went through this, you know, situation, and I
was very dissatisfied with it, and I had to pay this money.
The way she sounded
made me want to strangle her.
Oh my God! And you wouldn't believe this, and that blah 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 blah, nasally, and how many likes put into that sentence? Like, I like looked around and like I couldn't like believe it because they weren't like, you know, paying, and then she just like threw up all over me.
We're talking about how that type of speech, like what
automatically,
like what made it sound like so like stupid? Like what made it sound so dumb? Was it the way she was saying it? And what about the way she was saying it? Was it her intonation? Was it her diction? Was it her word choice? And it was funny because we were having this conversation with in front of them. So like,
all of the
above.
This
down. It's actually very loud.
Yeah, I know.
It went red and angry.
Ooh.
It was like, ugh.
Yeah, maybe that Valley Girl talk doesn't like it. Just doesn't like
it's
it.
It's angry. We've pissed off the built-in audio. Anyway, so we were trying to talk about whether it was the way she was saying it. Well, it was the way she was saying it, but was it specifically the words she was using, or was it the way she was saying them, or...
Which would be the intonation.
Right,
know,
right. Like, or was it the high-pitchedness?
Like, you know, going up instead of, and I was like...
What the fuck? Yeah, as opposed to, I was like, what the fuck? And... See, like, I always make my voice higher when I do impressions of people like
no,
that.
No, and I do too.
Right. And instead, I feel like their voices are higher. Mm-hmm. And so higher pitch noises are irritating.
Or maybe it's not so much that they're higher pitched so much as the fact that every single time they kind of swoop
it's a flip up. Yeah.
You know, in the tone of it. So, you know, instead of saying, and then she threw up on me, it's like, and then she threw up on me. You know, it's like,
I'm a tiny mouse. Oh my God.
I'm incredibly indignant. Anyway.
I'm so tiny and I hate to dump on blonde people, but I'm so tiny and blonde.
You don't hate to
dump
on
my bag got all vomity and it was super disgusting. And then this guy went in front of the bus and he was like, oh my God, I'm so funny. And he was kind of cute. Maybe I would have, you know, let him, you know, touch me a little bit, but I decided not to because he almost got run over. And I mean, why would I date someone who almost got run over? That's just ridiculous. And do you know what my mother would say? Oh my God,
okay,
I have so
okay.
much. See, I could go on okay, forever because I hate these people.
This, like, honestly, if anybody just tunes in right now, like,
hanging
the fuck
up now.
Are these people? Anyways,
but if you have that same, if you say those same things in what I would consider a normal tone of voice, it doesn't sound as irritating.
No, it doesn't.
You would, I can't actually remember what I just said. I mean, and then I went to this party and this guy threw up on me and I guess it does still kind of whiny, but it's not as much, which makes me think, I think it's the sound, it's the high pitchness and the quick tempo of the conversation. But I mean, is that what you were thinking or?
Well, I think that and putting in likes, because even when I hear somebody who has, A normal tone of voice or a lower tone of voice, and they continue putting likes in the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
when they continue
there's two different ways of using it. Yeah. Like is sometimes, I think, shortened for, like, for example, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of usually what it's used for, isn't it?
That's like correct.
That's the normal
and
way.
So
we need to stop saying normal, because, like, it's not really...
Too many in
those.
It's
too many normals. I mean, the sorry, I hit the cabinet with my knee. It's these freaking long legs. Sorry.
More legs than a bucket.
Oh, yeah, we heard something really funny. That's what we heard, though, so.
No, that was pretty much what we heard.
People should use that, by the way. Plug for a statement. That girl's got more legs than a bucket of chicken. Mm-hmm. But, hilarious. I was a little flattered, even though it was presented by an old biker. But, you know, whatever.
Kind of had a beer belly.
A little bit of a... shaven, not shaven kind of thing.
Kind of creepy, you know.
It wasn't that creepy.
Well,
it was creepy, but it wasn't like, you know.
We hadn't been walking in the opposite direction, and if we'd stuck around, it could have gotten lecherous.
I don't think so, but okay. There was a large group of biker women there, too, so I don't feel like I'm going to be creepy. Woo! But,
you know,
it was like,
you would think that sometimes guys who are surrounded by women would, you know, have the incentive sometimes of not being creepy if they were the creepy type. Doesn't always work out. And I'm saying that goes both ways.
But women can be creepy in large... But women should not be creepy in large groups of men.
Well, I'm saying that women can and probably have been creepy in large groups of men. I'm just saying that
I'm trying to imagine, like, a creepy
only
woman.
Only experienced it with... a guy and a group of women and him just putting his foot in his mouth constantly.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know.
Well, it's okay because then everyone can unite against him, though.
Yeah.
Or I like that.
There's just that kind of,
the pity giggle of like, you're going to be alone forever.
Yeah, but you know, you kind of realize, wow, this person doesn't have to be a guy, a girl, you know.
It's individual.
This person.
He's
just like, oh wow, that's so awkward. I feel embarrassed for you and a little sorry. And that's the awkward pity, the creeper pity.
The creeper pity.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine line between creeper pity and creeper anger. That's why I'm saying, like, it wasn't creepy enough for me to want to, like, yell at him, which I do sometimes, so that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't quite the level of creeper that yeah. would need like a response.
You do realize
like,
we've gone on to an extreme tangent.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Just, people appreciate tangents usually.
FYI, you know.
Amazing. FYI. Anyway.
Lots of inside jokes today.
Well, we do spend a lot of time together. So.
We do have a lot of inside jokes.
We do. We think we're funny. Hopefully you do too. And if you don't, then you can turn your computer off and stop listening.
Wow. Yeah, but it's not, I don't know.
Anyway, so we were talking about the intonation and
yeah,
it's probably just a combination of
it's
things.
It's mostly intonation. Yeah. A lot of it is when you end up putting likes every other sentence mm-hmm. or I like, and it's almost like people have, it's almost as if people have replaced the ums in their sentences.
Yeah.
Sentences. Seances.
The ghost is coming.
Anyway. It shouldn't be that funny. Anyway, it seems like people have
replaced the ums with likes. So it's about the same as someone saying a lot.
But
which is equally irritating.
No, ums I feel are more standard.
I think likes are getting very standard, though. They're staying standardized.
But when somebody says sometimes in a sentence, mm-hmm. it seems like they're formulating a point or trying to figure out how to get to the point that they mean.
They're actually thinking as opposed to just filling silence.
I think this should be... I don't know. You know,
I don't know. It's the end of sentence. Yeah.
Like, you are like
an idiot. Like.
almost like when they used to send telegrams instead of stops. I went to the grocery store.
Like.
You know,
for beans. Like. And.
Like. Carrots.
Like.
Exactly.
Call home. Like. Yes. Like.
So it really takes the intelligence out of a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I guess if you use.
But I think that level of gossip also has, and this is another mm-hmm. conversation we can have, is that level of gossip and that level of telling an intensely personal story that really only your close friends can appreciate unless you're very funny just
as
by yourself.
As we drop many inside jokes.
But I feel like maybe that nature of conversation is lends itself to having other people hear you and think that you're not very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And gossip in general
and
makes
maybe
people
just
seem
self-absorbed.
Self-absorbed. Yeah.
So I mean.
But I mean, any conversation on the bus that someone else is having that's intensely personal,
yeah.
is kind of hard to enjoy unless
and
they have to be very attractive.
And
very yeah, it's very juvenile. It seems very high school.
A lot of people who are that age who are a little bit more.
Well, we've gotten into the brain development thing.
Yeah.
They really can't think outside their own sphere. And those girls did look pretty young. So
not that young.
Not as young as we look. But well, that's a story for another day. So I'm going to play. We're going to think about mm-hmm. what to play now. And we're going to play some Silver Sun pickups like last time. But a new song that I really like now called Kissing Families.
Thank you. This can be the bitter end. I know it won't. Thank you.
we're back.
This is Northeastern Exposure with
Klondike Cat
and Shaka Molly.
Here we are on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It's raining in the town of
Amherst.
We're actually on the campus of Hampshire College right now with all the cool kids. See, I have the ability.
All the cool kids.
All the cool kids. Mm-hmm. All those trendy hipsters that I keep seeing when I'm in.
I did not know you could do that.
I can. I can also do the Spirit of Jazz, but I'm not going to right now.
Oh, man. The Spirit of Jazz is so much better.
I enjoy all of them.
But it's only for special occasions.
Only so. Special occasions. That's true.
This isn't special enough, I guess.
No, it's not.
Could be.
Could be. Maybe next time. Actually, maybe at the end of the show we'll do it. But
maybe if I just pour you a bottle of wine.
I know. Pour you, pour me a bottle?
A bottle.
We don't have any alcohol in here.
I don't know.
Sometime I'll come in drunk and I'll do lots of voices for you guys.
That would please people.
I know it would. Or it would just creep them out. Oh, I only get to hit with most people to interact with that. So.
Spirit of Jazz, are you drunk?
Me drunk.
Well, so you, I mean, would you really remember?
I don't know, maybe.
Anyways.
last
songs you played?
There were, once again, last time I played two Silver Sun pickup songs in a row. I've been into that a lot recently.
Yep. Bombarding our listeners with monotony.
Hey, man. Hey. I like it. So we played, the last song was Catch and Release, which I think is a cover of a Black Keys song from their album Catch and Release. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like it is. And then the other song was Kissing Families from Piku, which I think is their debut album. And I'm not sure what, I think that's from like 2001, 2002. I don't know, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That's what we played.
Yeah.
And we talked about
intonation. And how you can do, if you put a valley girl, or, you know, I bet there are other intonations that sound equally annoying, but
some people really don't like Boston accents.
Really?
Yeah. That girl Caitlin from my three different classes, we're all the same. But she really doesn't like Boston. Which it's like she doesn't like them, but I think there's just
like
something
the
about them. She doesn't really like the accent.
Peyton?
That's not a Boston. That's apparently a New England accent. I have this very attractive painting teacher who's, Peyton, you know, like 35 and has a child and is married. And,
oh.
You know, it's just all kinds of wrong, but
he's attractive.
He's so attractive.
Okay, yeah.
So attractive. I'm getting all misty-eyed thinking about it.
You should play the police next.
I know. Oh, God, I'm not that much of a creeper. It's not like I watch him all the time in my class.
Not like I watch him all the time.
It's not like I never watch him.
Can you hear?
No, but that song, I always think of someone just like stalking someone else.
Yeah.
So, wait, were you thinking of Every Breath You...
No, don't stand so close.
No, I don't even do that. Like, I don't. It's just, it's like one of those people you enjoy how attractive they are from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm going to approach them. It's like, it just makes me sound like, what is that, a John? anyway, he is an attractive individual, but he has a very thick New England accent. Not really thick, because I always know what he's saying, but he talks about painting and mark making and, you know, what you got there? What are you painting? That's really nice, but I think you could, you know, get some more colors in your mark making, and really, you know, try and it's ridiculous. It's
how does he say colors?
He just says colors.
Oh damn! I always was like colors, you know.
No. He pretty much just sticks to the cutting off the G's of ing words and taking out T's.
Mm-hmm.
Taking out the T's.
Taking out the T's.
Yeah.
How would you say taking without a T in it?
Aching?
Aching out
the T's. No one says that. He says the T's there. But like in painting, he doesn't say painting. He says painting.
Painting?
Painting.
Painting? No T?
Not really. Painting. Work making. So now whenever he talks, I just have to laugh at him, which is horrible. For some reason, so I don't know.
I don't know if I was a teacher and every single time I said something.
It's not like I giggle at him. It's just like I have to restrain myself from laughing.
Well, yeah, or just make that. I'm trying not to laugh.
I'm not going to look at you because I'll just burst into laughter.
Either that or, you know, when a person doesn't want to make eye contact with you, it's kind of like, What did they just do? You know, ashamed of something, or hiding something. They probably.
Is there something on my face? Like, is something wrong?
And yeah, I'm just like, God, that shifty kid in my class.
God, that's probably what I'm known from, Peyton. Peyton. But yeah, he's an entertaining individual. He talks about trout fishing, and it's too much. It's just too much.
Yes. Anyway, you're trout fishing.
I know.
Fishing. Did you get that?
He says fishing. That's, he didn't say like, yep. You know, Peyton is like fishing. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand. I do, but I don't.
You do, but you don't.
I don't really want to. I'm just kind of enjoying the mystery, but.
The mystery of the
mystery
New England accent. I mean,
the mystery of the New England accent and the attractive painting teacher.
Yeah. Well, I
wonder if he's listening to this.
How would he possibly
I don't know. I don't know. You know,
anyways.
I don't know. Maybe he's psychic.
And, I bet that if he is as attractive as you say he is, he's probably had to deal with this before.
I would imagine
In which case, I think most attractive teachers just tend to kind of...
glaze over it, maybe.
Yeah, they just pretend, huh, attractive? What?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm just going to, you know, overlook that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, then that's what I do, too, yeah. Get hit on or something like that.
Yeah, no, I try and glaze really over it too.
It's like, that's nice.
that's nice. Yeah, sure.
You know, like, right. How are you doing? I'm like, good.
Yeah, you're not funny.
Shifty-eyed. A little bit.
Do you want change? What do you want? Like, what do you?
You want something from me?
It's better not be in my pants, or else you know, well, it's not gonna happen.
I mean, I don't want them to take my wallet either. I'm pretty much, you know.
That's
I'm
in your pants, isn't it? In your pockets of your pants.
My pocket, but it could be a jacket pocket.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Or my bag. It's usually in my bag.
Oh. If anyone wants to steal Molly's wallet, it's not in her pants, it's in her bag.
Take the bag and run.
You'll be safe. Unless we decide to chase you in case you're fucked, so.
The point being is, you know, when it seems like somebody wants something from you, regardless of what it is,
when they're giving, really it's a behavior I think a lot of people have learned to recognize. By this age, you know, you kind of recognize the usual way that goes. They give you kind of like they're looking at you kind of different than they usually do, or they're like lingering looks, and they're like making eye contact, and not normal eye contact, but like, you know, prolonged eye contact. I'm doing right now.
It's so creepy.
That's anyway, what it's like the predatory look. You see it, and you're like, no. It's not. No. It's not the same. But it's you. Like you know what they're thinking about, or you assume they do. You assume you do.
Here's what I see in that look.
Yeah.
And it's not the predatory look, but we should go over that.
I still remember when you pointed that out. What were we watching? We were watching
We were watching
He's Just Not That Into You, and Bradley Cooper gave the predatory, like, well, he gave it, and I didn't realize it, and you were like, that's the look, and then he did it again, and it creeped me out.
I was like, wait for it, what's gonna happen, Molly? With the predatory look.
It's like,
what is it? Oh, my God!
Yes, it's just like the scariest, and it's not a scary movie, it's not a scary movie,
okay,
it's
but
a scary
we'll
movie,
get
an idiot, but...
We'll get to that. The I'm kind of into you look is...
It's a lingering, it's not a lingering creepy, look, but it's a lingering look, especially if you don't like them.
But there's also a vulnerability in it, too. It's
there
like,
is.
I like you. I'm not sure if you like me, kind of like... So
it's
whenever,
like you have a moment to decide, almost.
It's pretty much what I call the fragile look, because when I see it, I'm immediately struck, not by the fact, like, it's usually not, oh, shit, this person's into me. I'm like, wow.
That's always my thought.
They seem so...
But I'm neurotic, so.
Fragile, you know, and then I'm like, oh, I know what that look means, and then, the lights go on. Oh, no, you know, because I kind of feel like I'm gonna break them or something like that.
Right,
like, ooh,
right.
I could, getting out of here, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know? Anyway,
yeah,
but
happens.
The predatory look.
Yeah.
Predatory look is not a fragile look at all.
No, it's a scary look.
It's kind of...
Well, it's a scary look unless
it's kind of
you're already thinking about that, and then maybe it's not. But, like, it's a very special instance where it's not creepy.
I think you would have to absolutely be in that same kind of sense
you'd have to
of
be
mind.
In that. Yeah, you'd have to be on the same exact page, exact paragraph with them. Because if you're not, it's
a
just
line,
like...
In the same line. Anyway, no. And it's just they kind of look, and I've seen this. I've seen women give men this. I've seen men give women this. It's across the board. But it's the...
I've gotten that look from a woman before. It's the same amount of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters who it's coming from so much as the fact that it's not really an emotional, like, I want you to like me, because that seems vulnerable. The predatory look is kind of... I'm watching you /
looking for weaknesses, maybe.
Looking for weaknesses, yeah. Or just kind of like scanning and then kind of like following the person with their eyes.
Yeah, it's like how it's a predatory look.
It's
you're sizing up your game.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
No. And also it's also a little like dehumanizing. Like
it's maybe, very dehumanizing. I mean,
maybe
like
maybe they don't.
If you're not on the same page, it's like they're thinking about taking advantage of you. Like that's immediately what I think of. The predatory look is like, oh my god.
Yeah. Or they think they've got you figured out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's also really scary because rarely do I think they actually do understand that person or me or whoever it's directed at. But at the same time, the fact that they think, oh, I got this type of thing, you know, and not only do I got this, I'm going to possibly go for this. It's just like when somebody gives you that look, it's like you're not even looking at me. You're looking at who you think I am. And, you know, it may not even be who you think I am. It might just be, you know, the fact that I am
wearing a low-cut shirt. Yeah. A warm body, you creeper.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. And and speaking of the police... Every move you make, that is like probably the emblem of the predatory.
No, the one that's no, because that one's like a veiled threatening kind of thing. Like unless you're like really listening to the lyrics of that song. Like I honestly like that song, but if I was just reading the words to someone, it would sound like the creepiest thing ever.
Okay, so you would think some what other?
There's another song. It's like an '80s, maybe early, no, it's probably an '80s, a mid '80s song that I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep, and he's talking about watching this girl sleep. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
I don't have the song, obviously, because it creeps me out whenever I hear it on the radio.
You know good example, Twilight. The movie Twilight. So many predatory looks. And yeah, I know he's supposed
predator,
to be.
He's a predator,
though. I know, exactly. which is, it makes sense, because as an actor or whatever, he was probably told to look kind of like a vampire in a predatory way. So he's obviously,
looking like a vampire in a predatory way.
Looking like a predator. And... Yeah,
It's not really...
It's very disconcerting.
That's really what it is. It's very disconcerting. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to get away from
that
person.
I'm going to get that, and you're like, oh, shit.
Should I be running right now?
Right. Do I need to, like, be covering my exits or something?
Wow. Look at that.
I know, look at the time.
Anyway, you've been listening to Northeastern Exposure. We come on at Fridays at 2 o'clock.
And apparently a couple seconds after 3.
About 9.
No, it's after 3 o'clock right now.
Well, that clock says 3 o'clock, so...
It's a little bit after 3 o'clock right now. It's like 3 o'clock and 30 seconds.
Oh.
Shit!
Now who's anal retentive? Anyway...
Oh, come on!
And I'm Shotgun Molly. I was about to say I'm Klondike Cat.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Fool! I'm... Klondike Cat. I was about to say my real name. I'm Kellyanne. No.
I'm Klondike Cat.
It's not a big secret. Anyway, so this is our radio show, which is not even on the radio. It's on the internet, but whatever. Potato, potato. Do you want to finish with a song?
Our laptop show? Could we? That sounds so lame, though.
That sounds really, like, porn.
Exactly.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That would be my... porn music. If we're gonna do a peep show, I'd be like singing it as I was doing.
I'm sure there is a market out there for that. You would make money, I'm sure.
Well, anyway, catch us next Friday at 2. There will be no peep show, you creepers. Bye. Are we finishing with a song?
I would assume so. Still on.